Recently, I felt like I've had this pressure to always be achieving something. And maybe you're listening to this now and thinking, okay, I wish I had that drive. I wish I had the motivation to get out of bed in the morning. Like, why are you upset you have the pressure to always achieve something? Okay, there can be too much of a good thing. You know, there's a balance. Just like having no drive isn't good, having too much isn't either. Because recently I found you're always going to be chasing to be more productive, to be more busy, to fill your plate with something else that you can never just enjoy the moment. When I was in middle school, however, I did not have this feeling of pressure to overachieve or to, I guess, achieve. I wasn't one of the kids who was always like super worried about grades and I don't know. In 7th and 8th grade, I honestly lost all motivation to give any effort into really anything. I wasn't really in a great place mentally, so I just had no pressure of constantly achieving. I was just barely surviving, and that was an achievement of itself. But then I started getting into personal development. This was about 3 years ago. Maybe four, and the pressure to overachieve hit me kind of hard. And it's progressively gotten worse the more I've achieved, actually, the more I want to achieve, and the more pressure I put on myself. And I think it's kind of common to be on, you know, one end or the other of this spectrum of achievement. Maybe you're like I used to be, where you just do whatever, you don't feel much pressure at all. Maybe you even wish you had some type of pressure because you feel like you're not doing a ton with your life. Or maybe you're like I am right now, always having to be productive, spreading yourself too thin, and kind of feeling guilty because you never feel like you're doing enough, even though your friends and other people look at you and they're like, wow, they're doing a lot. You know what I mean? So, if you're at either end of this spectrum, I guess, I think it's really important to find balance. And don't get me wrong, I have not figured this all out yet. Clearly, I like just recently realized that this is an issue. But I figured we could like work it out together. So, I was kind of in denial, honestly, the past few months. That the pressure to always be achieving was causing more harm than good. But recently, like I'm saying, I realized this became an issue. And last week, I woke up at 5 a.m., went to the gym till 8:30, went to work from 9 to 5, and then I got home a little before 6. And I was honestly so exhausted. And now here's where the issue arised, because I have this pressure to always be achieving something. But when I got home, I was so tired. I was like, no, I really have to just relax for a minute. And okay, sure, maybe I could have gone outside, maybe I could have taken a walk, but my body was tired. Like, I just needed some humor. Some laughter. So, okay, let me just get to the point here. I decided to watch TV. Okay. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying it's bad. It was a great show I was watching. I put on some Full House, you know, get some laughter in, some life lessons. But then I started feeling so guilty because I was like annoyed at myself that I gave in to this. I was like, I should be working, I should be reading, doing something productive. Like, at least go outside, Adriana. You know, you gotta do something else. This is not productive at all. And I was really mad at myself. But I had this all or nothing mindset. So it was either I watch TV and do nothing productive at all, or I don't watch TV and do all the productive things I can do possible. But I was exhausted, so I gave in, watched TV, and then I felt so unproductive and annoyed at myself. Seriously, I was so mad. If I would have used the balance principle, I could have watched like two episodes of the show, and then I could have read a book or something. Or maybe what I needed was just to, like, relax. At this point, this is about maybe a little over a week ago, I didn't think that this was an issue. I was, like, mad at myself. I was beating myself up about it because of the pressure to always be achieving. But then last weekend, I had made plans with my friend. So I wake up that Saturday. I'm being productive. Wait, I'm trying to think what the heck I did. What did I do? I don't know. I did something productive. I think I did homework. Yeah. Oh, yes, yes. I went to the gym. Okay, I did homework. I cleaned the house. I did some other stuff in there. I know it was productive. I can't remember what. But anyway, I didn't finish all I wanted to do that day. Honestly, I overestimated how much time I actually had. So it was 6 o'clock and I was supposed to get ready to hang out with my friend. And I was really beating myself up about it. I'm like, maybe I should just cancel. I didn't get everything I needed to get done today. And keep in mind, like, I've been working the whole day. Okay. I end up going because I'm like, okay, I don't want to cancel. I told my friend we could go to dinner. I don't want to cancel. So I go hang out with my friend. We go to the beach, get dinner. For the first, I don't know, maybe hour, I was kind of mad at myself and not really present in the moment because I kept thinking, oh my gosh, I have so much stuff to do. I didn't get this all done today. I really should be working right now. And I was like mad at myself. I'm like, you can't have fun. You have to go home and work. And then I told myself, okay, you have to leave in approximately an hour because you have all this stuff to do and you have to put your laundry away before you go to sleep because that thing has been sitting in a basket for a few days now and you just got all this work to do. So you got to go home. Okay, long story short, I actually ended up having a really great time. So those feelings went away. And in the conversation, we actually started talking about the pressure to achieve and kind of like how I was always rushing, being busy, and I didn't kind of stop and take a minute to smell the roses. Is that how that goes? I think it is. Stop and smell the flowers. I think that's how it goes. But anyway. And then that got me thinking, oh my gosh, if I would have stayed in this like guilty mindset, this night would have been ruined. When, like, I'm already here, I'm already with my friend, I might as well be present. And did I end up staying out later than I thought? Yeah, I didn't get home till like 10:30 maybe? Yeah, it was late. But did I have a absolutely wonderful time? Yes. And I'm not one to stay out late often. I'm not one to throw away responsibilities to just have fun. Of course, like, there's a time and place where maybe you are throwing away your responsibilities and you have a ton of stuff to do and you're hanging out with your friends and you do feel that guilt. In that instance, okay, maybe set your priorities straight. Of course, you don't want to feel an overwhelming amount of guilt that you are paralyzed, but you want to set your priorities straight. But we're not talking about that here. So let's keep it going. But after this happened, the next day, I realized, oh my gosh, this pressure to always be achieving was really hurting the present moment and not letting me enjoy life, really. And then I started thinking about this in a biblical sense. And then I realized, like, obviously, God wants me to not be lazy and to put in the work, but he also wouldn't want me to be putting this overwhelming pressure on myself because that means I'm not trusting him. And I started realizing, like, oh, why am I having this constant pressure to achieve? Because I was like trying to find joy in these achievements, but frankly, the joy from achievements is pretty fleeting. Like, yeah, you celebrate and then you're like, okay, what's my next thing? And yeah, so I started thinking, okay, why am I experiencing the pressure to overachieve? And why do a lot of people experience that as well? Because I know it's not just me, okay? I remember being in school and like everyone was so worried about their grades and they had all this pressure on them. They were constantly overwhelmed. Like this was in middle school too and like early high school years. Like why is there so much pressure on these kids? And to go to the right college, to get the right jobs, make all this money, you know, so much pressure on this. And I think it has a lot to do with technology. In my parents' generation, I don't think the pressure was as bad as it is today. Like, I've talked to them and things were pretty, like, relaxed back then, you know? There wasn't all this pressure to get, like, perfect scores and, like, have people expect everything to be, like, perfect. Anyway, I won't go on this tangent. But, yeah, the pressure to be in all these extra activities is just at an all-time high, I think, more than it was in, like, our parents' generation or whatever. But back to why, I think it's social media. We're always trying to put our accomplishments on social media, put our achievements, when back in the day, you know, back in the day, there was no social media. Like, yeah, you told your friends about your achievements, but it wasn't, like, pushed in your face. Like, it wasn't like that. People just kind of minded their own business. And now today, it's like, let me post this really cute outfit that I put together all by myself. Okay, I guess that's kind of like not a good example. But, you know, let me post about me getting this job offer and like getting a raise or whatever it may be. You get my point. We're always posting about our achievements. And well, this can be an inspiration to people, you know? It can make other people be like, wow, like, they did that? I can do that if they did it. And it can be an inspiration. I think if you're coming from a place of there's pressure on you, this is going to just exasperate it. Or it can even be the start of it. So I think that making sure when you're on social media, you're being mindful of what you consume and you're just taking things as they are, not anything more. Like if you see someone's accomplishments, you're not thinking it's making you less of a person. You're just thinking, oh, they accomplished this, that's great for them. And you move on. Maybe you congratulate them too. But that's it. There's no like hidden philosophy that makes you feel horrible. And I think that's something that has helped me, just kind of removing myself from the post that that person made or whatever. And of course, there's a lot of pressure by society to go to a good college, get a good degree, have a degree, and it's, you know, so there's a lot of pressure. And now it's like, how do we find the balance? Because society's putting this pressure on us. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with wanting to get a good job, wanting to make money, but I think when we put our identity in achievements and like always doing more, that's an issue. So how do we find the balance? Well, I've been trying to figure this out, like I've said. But some things that have helped for me, I wanted to kind of share. So number one, trade your expectations for appreciation. You want to make sure, of course, have standards for yourself, but not so high to where you are constantly being disappointed and you're putting all this pressure on yourself, and then when you don't achieve it, you feel guilty. Just appreciate what you have done. Something I like to do is I'll journal. Like if I don't feel like I did enough during the day, I journal what I did. And then I look back at it and I'm like, okay, that's actually a good amount of stuff. Or maybe I didn't get so much done that day. And I'm like, well, it's okay. There's nothing I can do about it now. Tomorrow, I'll make sure I get this stuff done. But there's no need to feel guilty for it because it's just going to ruin the moment, you know? Another one is reminding myself that done is better than perfect. Now, I don't know if I'm like a perfectionist, but sometimes even posting these, like even making these episodes and having this podcast, sometimes I like have to fight the urge that's telling me, do not post that. That's not perfect. You got to redo the whole thing after it's been me hours. It took me hours and I'm like, oh, you have to redo it. I have to constantly fight that urge because I never think things are good enough. So I'm working on that. But a way that I've been working on it is I remind myself done is better than perfect. Like, at least I'm putting this out to the world. At least I'm doing it, you know? And that's a big task. Like, this isn't, I mean, it's not too hard, but it's not something easy, okay? Like, it takes a little bit of work to put together this topic. Number three, okay. This is looking at your life from a friend's perspective. Now, my therapist actually, we were talking about something completely different, but she was like, oh, what advice would you give to your friend? And then I was like, oh, I would say this to my friends. And then anyways, that got me thinking about this topic. And I was like, oh, looking at your life from your friend's perspective, if your friend was to look at your life, what would they think? You know, they'd probably think like, wow, you're doing a lot. Or would they think, you're not doing so much, you could do more. You know, kind of think about it in other people's perspective. Or even imagine if your friend was doing what you're doing now, what would you think of their life? Yeah, maybe there's some areas that need some work, but they have a pretty busy life going. Maybe they're doing classes, working, they have other hobbies, sports. Like, they're doing a pretty good amount. And you would try to encourage them, to reassure them they are doing enough. And they're doing, maybe they're not doing all they want to do, but they're doing all they can do in this season that they're in. Number four, remind yourself that this moment won't be here forever. You know, you got to enjoy it. Time is the one thing you can't get back. I remember, I think it was Jim Rohn said it, you can always get more money, but you can't get more time. And that spoke to me because, like, yeah, resources are always out there, but time, that's gone, you know? You got to cherish that. And number five, and this is by far the most important out of everything I'll say. So if there is one thing you listen to this, and that is trusting God. Okay. And maybe that sounds like a little bit cliche, like, yeah, trust God. But no, seriously, trust God. Because I know when I'm not placing my full trust in Him, I start to fear that I'm not doing enough and my life is going to be a failure because I'm not good enough. But if you trust God, that if you are close to Him and you're building a relationship with Him, you're going to have the Holy Spirit inside of you guiding you and telling you what to do and kind of leading you along the way, showing you your calling, what passions to pursue, maybe when to dial it back and take a rest. And that's the beauty about getting closer to God, because in the process of getting closer to God, you get to know yourself because the Holy Spirit is guiding you. So that's just an amazing thing to me. But all in all, make sure that you're not letting the pressure to always be achieving to overtake your life. It's important to find the balance. Maybe you don't even have a drive at all, no motivation, zero. You don't even want to achieve anything. So it's time to, you know, bump it up. And I know we didn't talk about that too much on here, but the pressure to like overachieve is more prominent in my life right now. So I wanted to touch on that. But just look at your life this week and see, is that pressure consuming you? Are you placing your identity in achievements? Because whatever you place your identity in, that's going to determine how your life is going to go. And I think placing your identity in God is really how you're going to find joy and everlasting peace. And yeah, I really appreciate you spending the time with me, listening to me rambling. Hopefully it's about some stuff you can apply to your life. If you do want to hear more, make sure to follow the podcast. Check out my Instagram if you don't already follow me on there, and DM me if you want to hear any other topics or if you have something to say about this topic. But thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you later.